Yoshua Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Dalet. So we have started Perek Yud Gimel to begin the division of the land, and the preface is a list of all the parts of Eretz Yisrael that had not been conquered under Yehoshua's offensives into the land. And unfortunately, a very big chunk of the biblical boundaries of the country that Moshe had delineated in Matos Maaseh and later on in Sefer Dvarim, a big chunk of the country, both all the way down south and along the southwestern Mediterranean Sea coast, and large chunks of the north had not been conquered. Down south, it was the Plishti land that had not been conquered. As we said back in Pasuk Gimel, the area of the 5/6 Plishti princes remained in the hands of the Plishtim unconquered, and a big chunk of that land would remain unconquered all the way through the days of David HaMelech, when finally David and Shlomo would finish the job. But the Plishtim are going to be a problem for us for an extended period of time. But now, there are also lands that belong to the Knanim in the far north, and we don't have those either. So Pasuk Dalet begins with the south. Mitamon kol Eretz HaKena'ani. So it says from the south, or in the south, all of the Kenani country, which included Me'ara asher latzidonim ad Afeka. Me'ara, which belongs to the Tzidonim, to Afeka, ad Givul HaEmori, all the way to the border of the Emori. So this is a southern area that begins along the southwestern coast, so not all the way in the south, travels southward, and then virtually the entire bottom of the country, not yet conquered. When they say all the Kenani country, the Radak says this is a summary of all the unconquered territory down south. But starting from the word Ma'ara, which we say belonged to the Tzidonim, to Afeka, all the way to the Gebul of the Emori, that's now talking about the north. So Radak says that the Pasuk is basically split, starting with the Plishtim and then the first clause of this Pasuk talking about south, and then talking about the north. It's hard to know exactly where Ma'ara was, but the Tzidonim had a great deal of land that went from Tsur all the way up to a place called Trablos or Tripoli, all the way in northern Lebanon, were these Tzidonim. Afeka is a city on a river east of a city called Gival, which will come up. Not the same as Afek, which was a city that we conquered back in Perek Yud Beis. The Amori presumably owned some land north of Eretz Yisrael, but we don't know exactly where it is. So now, by the second half of Pasuk Dalet, we're talking about the northerly regions. Continuing that, the Haaretz HaGivli, the land of the Givli, near the city of Gival, north part of Eretz Yisrael, along the Mediterranean Sea. At this point, the city of Gival, known as Byblos, is in Syria, further up to the north. The people of Gival are going to come back and say for Malachim, they're going to help cut and hew out the stones, the huge stones that will be used to build the Beis HaMikdash. V'chol ha'levanon mizrach ha'shamesh. And all of the eastern Lebanon, beginning with a mountain range east of the Jordan, and then going all the way further to the west. So this territory was not conquered either. Mi Baal Gad tachas har Hermon ad levo Hamas. From Baal Gad, which is at the foot of har Hermon, all the way until levo Hamas. So the Baal Gad is a city south of levo Hamas. And levo Hamas is a district or a territory in the northern part of the valley between the Levanon Mountains, the Hare HaLevanon in Eretz Yisrael, and what they call the Anti-Levanon Mountains, which are further over to the east towards Jordan. So there's a valley there, and levo Hamas is in this valley, and we didn't conquer that either. Kol Yoshve Pasuk Bav, Kol Yoshve Hahar Min HaLevanon Ad Misrfos Mayim, Kol Tzidonim, all the inhabitants of the mountains, from the Levanon until Misrafos Mayim, all the Tzidonim Anochi Orishem Mipnei Bnei Yisrael. God says, I will drive them out for the sake of Klal Yisrael. So they are still there, but I am going to drive them out But you, Yehoshua, will not be Zocha to be alive for that. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying there's a big northern chunk of the country that is not conquered yet. It will be, but you won't live to see it because you didn't complete the job during your lifetime. Rak hapila li Yisrael benachalo kasher tzivisicha. And now the direct commandment, but divide it by lottery, even though it's unconquered, include them in the division of the land for Klal Yisrael as an inheritance. Who's going to conquer each Shevet? Rashi says, and the Rambam agrees, that each Shevet is going to be responsible for conquering the Knanim that are in their territorial inheritance, and they are going to have to push them out. And the Malbim says that that's a very important distinction between the word Yerusha and Nachala. They both seem to mean inheritance, but Nachala is what you hand over to your children after you. Yerusha is when property is transferred from one owner to another owner. So the word Nachala is going to be used here because we are talking about territory which hasn't been conquered yet. So the Yerusha, the transfer from the Canaanim to the Jews, hasn't happened. So we say Nachala, it will be a Nachala. But back in Perek Yud Beis, we use the word Yerusha because we are referring to lands that we had conquered. So Yoresh and Nochel are two different phrases for something similar, but which involve a different act of transferal of possession from either parent to child would be Nachala, or from outside owner to the current owner would be Yerusha. Kasher Tzivisicha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, as I commanded you back in Sefer Dvarim, where Hashem told Moshe, Tzavies Yehoshua v'chazkehu v'amseihu, you have to command Yehoshua to do the division because Yehoshua is going to be the one dividing the land up.